Well, I figured if they'd been putting them in minivans for years and, you know, all the moms driving those things around never checking the oil, there was probably a pretty good design on that and lots of extras out there if I ever needed one.
Here's the best part. The unfortunate thing is the 3.6 and the minivans and the 3.6, it might have been the 3.8. I don't know. They had the 3.7 in the Jeeps for a while. Then they decided, oh, we're not going to do the 3.7 anymore. We'll do the 3.8, which is pretty much the same engine, but just a 60-degree V instead of a 90-degree V with slightly, like literally 0.1 more displacement. Got the same fuel mileage, same horsepower. I don't know why they put it in those, but the components on the Jeep version of the 3.8, and I don't know if they did the same thing on the 3.6, was different from the minivan. So you couldn't just go to a junkyard and find a 3.6 or a 3.8 out of a minivan and slap it into a Jeep.
It was probably so it would fit. That engine bay was completely filled up by that 3.8 that I had, and I think that's the reason they went with that 60-degree instead of the 90. And it did run hot. I mean, like you said, don't let it idle for too long. I never had a problem with it overheating, but it always ran right at the top of the green zone.